This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. This week, we welcome back in Raymond Cloyd, horticultural entomologist, K-State Research and Extension, and the insect activity in lawn and garden is fairly amped up right now, as you'd expect at this time of the year. Raymond, we do need to catch up on the bagworm situation. We should be well into their activity by now if it's going to happen at all, right?
Absolutely. This is the period when you find the young ones and even little medium-sized ones out there, and it's time to spray. We recommend probably Dipel, which is a soil bacteria, which is harmless to humans and pets and fish and other organisms. It only kills caterpillars. And then products like Spinosad are first lines of defense because of their minimal impact to humans and the ecology of the system, include primarily natural enemies. Mm-hmm. And of course, when using these, thorough coverage of all plant parts is critical because these are primarily stomach poisons. They have to be ingested by the caterpillar to have a negative impact on them. Yeah.
Bagworms have been active for a couple of weeks so far, by and large, and they will continue to be active for a time, right?
Yeah, we generally recommend about a weekly application till about the end of June, especially with the temperatures we're having, too. We also recommend if you're going to spray your plants, water them the night before so you don't run into issues with burning your plants with some of these pesticides, depending on formulation. But again, the timing is critical, and thorough coverage of all plant parts is important because these are mostly stomach poisons, and though they have to be ingested to be active in the caterpillar.
It's not just the evergreens that can suffer from bagworm feeding. Some of our other ornamentals will play host to bagworms as well, you say.
Absolutely, Eric. You know, the old mantra was that bagworms are only feeding on conifers. Thuja was one, and arborvitae, but we've seen them on honey locust trees, roses, dogwoods, a whole assortment of what you think broadleaf evergreens. So, you know, check your arborvitaes and thujas and junipers first, but also check the other trees in your landscape, which could also be susceptible to bagworms.
And the same treatments would hold for those plants as well, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Spider mites and the recent conditions that we've had are just ripe for these pests to be active in our landscapes and gardens.
Absolutely, Eric. The two-spotted spider mite loves it hot and dry. Lack of rainfall, the plants are stressed. You couldn't ask for a better scenario for two-spotted spider mites. They attack broadleaves and conifers. And one of the best ways to deal with them is to force a water spray to dislodge them. They don't like it wet, but we recommend that first. Is if you see them, hit them with a force of water spray. There are some soaps and oils, insecticidal soaps and horticultural oils. Be careful with the oil sprays. They can discolor some conifers, and they can burn some plants. So be sure to read the label beforehand and also water your plants before you spray them. But yeah, these temperatures are really conducive for development right now. Give you an idea, is these temperatures are having the life cycles going from egg to adult in probably 7 to 10 days. Hmm. And females can lay up to 100 eggs. So you can do the math. You can figure out these populations could explode under these types of conditions.
Now, once more, spider mites are minuscule. It's very difficult to pick them up with the naked eye. So one would identify spider mite activity how?
Well, you actually can see them, Eric. If you take a white sheet of paper with a clipboard and tap the branches, you'll see yellowish organisms with black dots on both sides of the body. That's a really clear indication of a two-spotted spider mite. The damage is going to, we call it speckling and stippling, and then eventually browning of the foliage under heavy infestation. So if you suspect spider mites, take the clipboard, white piece of paper, knock it over, and then if you do see them there, then it's time to get the force of water spray and dislodge them as soon as possible. The common question we get is, well, will they come back? And the answer is no. The force of water spray is extremely physically damaging to their body. And, you know, when they're on the ground, they're predators and beetles and other natural enemies that will probably feed on them also.
And by the way, they will potentially show up on garden vegetables as well, tomatoes in particular.
Oh, absolutely. They'll feed on all sorts of ornamentals and vegetable crops, fruit trees and things like that. They have a very broad host range, yeah.
And we will have you back here relatively soon. Raymond, thank you for coming over.
Always look forward to it, Eric. See you soon.
He briefs us on the insect issues that might be showing up in home lawns and gardens regularly. Raymond Cloyd is a horticultural entomologist with K-State Research and Extension. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.